Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Family Board Meeting, You Have 18 Summers to Create Lasting Connection with Your Children, is a parenting and family relationship book by Jim Shiles. It is written for parents who want a practical way to strengthen bonds with their children during the years when family influence is strongest and time begins to narrow. The book centers on the idea that childhood moves quickly and that the early years, especially the summers before children leave home, are when parents can most deliberately shape trust, closeness, and shared memory. Rather than offering abstract advice, it presents a repeatable family meeting format designed to create one-on-one connection, better conversation, and more intentional presence. The book is especially relevant for busy parents and entrepreneurs who struggle to balance professional demands with family life. With its purpose is to give readers a simple structure that can be used consistently, making connection with children more regular, more deliberate, and more likely to last. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 18 summers idea reframes childhood as a limited window for connection. The book's central premise is that parents have a relatively small number of summers to make a lasting impact before children grow up and leave home. This idea is not presented as a sentimental slogan, but as a practical time frame that changes how parents evaluate their daily choices. By focusing on summers, Jim Shiles highlights that meaningful family connection is not built automatically through good intentions or occasional availability. It has to be protected during the years when children are still accessible and open to parental influence. The value of this framing is that it creates urgency without requiring dramatic lifestyle changes. Parents are encouraged to think in terms of cumulative investment. Small, repeated moments across many years matter more than isolated big gestures. This also helps explain why the book emphasizes early action. Waiting until children are older reduces opportunities for shaping trust and shared habits. The 18 summers concept, therefore, functions as both a warning and a planning tool, pushing readers to treat time with children as a finite resource that should be used intentionally. Secondly, the family board meeting creates structure for intentional one-on-one time. The book's signature method is the family board meeting, a recurring one-on-one meeting between parent and child, built around a simple structure. The practical value of this format is that it removes the ambiguity that often prevents family connection from happening consistently. Instead of waiting for the right moment, parents schedule it, plan it, and repeat it. The child chooses a fun activity, which gives the meeting a relational rather than disciplinary tone, and the parent uses the time to listen, ask questions, and strengthen trust. The book's approach matters because many families assume closeness will emerge from being under the same roof, but shared proximity alone does not guarantee genuine connection. A structured meeting creates space that is protected from interruption and work pressure. It also gives quieter children a regular setting in which they may feel more comfortable opening up. The method is deliberately simple, which increases the likelihood that busy families will actually use it. Its strength is not complexity, but consistency. Over time, the repeated practice becomes a relationship-building rhythm that is easier to sustain than occasional special outings or vague promises to spend more time together. Thirdly, presence matters more than multitasking, especially in technology-distracted homes. Another major theme in the book is that quality connection requires full attention, not divided attention. Shiles repeatedly stresses the importance of being present, which means setting aside the phone, reducing digital distractions, and resisting the habit of multitasking during family time. This emphasis reflects a realistic problem in modern households. Parents may be physically available, but mentally occupied with work, devices, or logistics. The book argues that children can quickly detect when attention is partial, and that partial attention weakens the emotional value of time together. Unplugging is therefore not treated as a moral ideal in the abstract, but as a concrete relational practice. When a parent is fully engaged, conversations become deeper. Children are more likely to feel valued, and the family meeting becomes a place of trust rather than another scheduled obligation. The book also connects this idea to broader family rhythms, suggesting that intentional routines can protect attention from the constant pull of outside demands. In that sense, the book is not anti-technology or anti-work. It is anti-distraction when family connection is at stake. That distinction gives the advice practical credibility for busy households. Fourthly, the book adapts business discipline into a family relationship system. Jim Shiles draws on an entrepreneurial mindset to make the book especially useful for business owners and high-performing parents. The family board meeting borrows the logic of business discipline to find the meeting, schedule it, keep it brief, and repeat it regularly. This transfer of structure from work to home is one of the book's most distinctive features because it speaks directly to readers who understand systems, accountability, and results. For entrepreneurs, family life often loses out to immediate business demands because the business has urgent deadlines while family connection feels less measurable. Shales challenges that imbalance by treating family relationships as something that also requires planning and execution. The book's underlying argument is that work success cannot compensate for neglect at home. It does not reject ambition. Instead, it tries to show how ambition can be paired with family responsibility. That makes the book different from generic parenting advice, which often assumes a slower or less pressured lifestyle. Here, the intended reader is someone who needs a method that can survive a crowded schedule. The result is a framework that feels operational rather than inspirational, which increases its appeal to readers who prefer practical routines over broad emotional advice. Lastly, rhythms, repair, and repeatable rituals help build lasting trust beyond the meeting format itself. The book emphasizes the broader idea that family connection is strengthened through rhythms rather than one-off events. Repeated rituals create predictability, and predictability helps children feel secure and valued. This is why the book encourages families to think in terms of regular patterns that can be sustained over time rather than occasional high-effort experiences that are difficult to repeat. The emphasis on rhythms also includes relational maturity, apologizing sincerely, staying emotionally available, and maintaining affection within the family system. These themes matter because connection is not built only through fun activities. It also depends on how parents respond when they fail, get distracted, or create tension. The book suggests that trust deepens when parents are willing to repair relationships honestly. That gives the work a broader emotional range than a simple activity guide. It acknowledges that families are imperfect and that closeness requires maintenance. The practical implication is that families do not need elaborate programs to improve their relationships. They need repeatable habits of attention, conversation, apology, and shared time. This makes the book useful as a long-term relational framework rather than a one-time parenting tip. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents who want a clear, manageable way to build stronger relationships with their children, especially those who feel pulled between work demands and family responsibilities. Entrepreneurs, business owners, and other time-constrained parents are likely to find it especially relevant, but the underlying method can help any family that wants more intentional connection. Its main benefit is not that it offers complex theory. It gives readers a simple system they can actually use. The family board meeting stands out in the parenting category because it translates a broad emotional goal into a concrete routine with a defined structure, a repeatable cadence, and a clear relational purpose. Compared with many family books that focus on general encouragement, this one is notable for its operational approach. It treats family time as something to schedule, protect, and improve through consistency. Readers who apply its ideas may gain better communication with their children, greater awareness of how quickly childhood passes, and a more disciplined approach to being present at home. In that sense, the book is less about abstract parenting ideals and more about building a durable family rhythm that can survive busy modern life. If you would like to support Jim Shields, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.